Hello everyone, it's Rambly Boo for me, us, day 9, and the Archers is providing us with good Rambly Boo fodder at the moment.
It is, but this is the last one, I think.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah.
So, we're at the stage now where they've found Helen not guilty of attempted murder and
shame it wasn't murder really. Yeah. Attempted murder and also wounding with intent. And now is the family court hearing to decide whether or not she gets Henry back.
It's interesting though how the same judge.
Yes, and the same lawyer.
Judge Loomis.
It's all a little bit kind of yeah. That.
And is the person that's basically presiding over the case. Hang on, I've just lost my headphones totally. Presiding over the case, which would be a bit. I would have thought a bit odd. Ordinarily.
Unconventional.
Unconventional. But,
right,
you know.
So should we hear what happened at the family hearing?
Yeah.
Then? And then we could discuss.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me.
Oh, no,
I don't want that bit.
Oh, okay, a bit anxious.
We don't want that bit.
I've had lots of calls and texts from people wishing you good luck.
Oh, wishing you good luck.
Oh,
Clary says they're all thinking of you.
That's nice to know.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, I'm just about ready.
I love the way they just changed his character completely without any...
Well, stop it, Pat.
And the worst bit of that actor was he, for a bit, he was a temporary manager of Grey Gables or whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Then he became...
Right, here we go, we're into court now.
Right, sorry.
Sorry, I completely
Having
forgot
heard
that.
Evidence this morning from the local authority social worker, I accept her opinion that neither the grandparents or mother pose a risk of harm. However,
stop doing that yodel thing.
Mr. Titchener. The social worker was able to give clear examples of the emotional
noise
and psychological harm that Henry had been subjected to by Mr. Titchener.
What harm?
Yeah, I have found that where the evidence of the social worker and Mr. Titchener diverged, I preferred the evidence of the social worker. Similarly, where the evidence of the other parties and Mr. Titchener diverged, I preferred the evidence of the other parties.
No.
I therefore find that Mr. Titchener posed and continues to pose a risk of harm to the boys, including a risk of physical harm as he had been violent towards their mother.
Not true, simply not true.
I find that these children should live with their mother.
My baby.
With the support and assistance of their grandparents, the original applicants in this case.
At last.
Oh, Helen. They're coming home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I want to hear the bit where Rob almost screams at some point, didn't he?
This bit.
Given that I have found that Mr. Titchener is a risk of harm, and given that the social worker has presented examples and believes there may be a psychological reason for that, I find that contact must be supervised, pending a psychological assessment. However, I have to take into account that Henry Archer is not the son of Mr. Titchener, whereas Jack plainly is. Given that Henry has been subjected to psychological and emotional harm, I do not conclude it is in his interests to spend any time with Mr. Titchener. Jack, on the other hand, has a right to contact with his father as long as it is safe. In this case, I am not convinced it is safe to allow unsupervised contact with Jack.
I mean, this must be a lot. Bullets, I mean.
You got it wrong. You're all wrong.
He did that almost like a scream.
He did. It's an interesting one though. It's an interesting discussion point.
God, I mean, he's got about flipping it. That's like shredding everything to bits,
yeah,
isn't it?
I'd love to know what the social worker said.
Yeah.
To him, you know.
To the judge.
The report, yeah.
Yeah.
That would
about
be
Henry.
Yeah. Because it would be, you know. Yeah.
But it seems really cruel to take a child through. That whole questions around what he saw. I suppose that's fair enough because it was what he saw. They weren't trying to get him to imply anything.
Yeah.
And then, but then, yeah, what would that conversation? I'd say I'm interested. So if you're going to do a story, do it properly because that is interesting. Because at least it gives people an idea. If you're wanting it to be real, then at least give people an idea of what in these situations a social worker would take into account.
Mm.
And maybe we should know that. Maybe we should be almost so anorak about the Archers that we could rewind through every episode in our head and know
what it is. Like a replayed episode.
But I don't know what it would be. There isn't.
Well, it's...
And it, surely this is where the Archers Umbridge Extra could come in.
Yeah, but it's probably that kind of, you know, we could see the subtle, you know, Mummy hurt you, didn't you? And Mummy, you know, he was very insidious.
Mm.
And make sure you tell the truth. And of course, Henry would have told them about the rabbit and all that kind of stuff.
The rabbit? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. And then, and obviously, they could work out what's the truth and what isn't, I suppose. excuse me.
So the reality is that it seems that if it wasn't for the fact that Jack was his,
he wouldn't even have access,
to any of them.
Well, it's about as minimal as you could get, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can only hope that, you know, 4 hours a week, essentially, because that's what it says later, 3 hours on a Sunday and 1 hour during the week. And he'll get fed up being supervised by Pat after about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of fathers that drop off and stop bothering after about, you know, not too long. But you just don't know, and no access to Henry.
I know.
But then let's talk about another bit, because Ursula, his mother.
Yeah, just before we do, I was going to say, I still want to know what's going to happen with, because they've still got all the divorce to go, and they've still got, what the hell has he been doing with their finances?
Nah, I don't know whether any of that will come out. Not sure.
And Justin.
Justin.
He ain't going to get a job with him, is he, surely?
You wouldn't have thought so, would
you? Bloody hell.
Yeah.
You've been accused of rape, Robert. What can I do?
Well, quite.
I'm going off to...
Well, it did state later that he hadn't had a contract or anything yet, so Justin can quite legitimately withdraw it at this stage, can't he?
Yeah. I'm sure Lillian will give him a bit of...
So Pat is about to arrange Ursula to come and collect Henry.
As a result,
have a listen to that.
Yeah. I'm not that I really want to think about Justin and Jennifer. I mean, Justin and Lillian.
I wasn't... Right, ready? So Pat's going to go and approach Ursula now.
I was, yeah.
Ursula!
Are you happy now?
I beg your pardon?
You've destroyed him. He's lost everything. Everything because of your daughter.
How dare you?
Do you know that you came really close to the mic?
Ashamed of him. Your son is a disgusting human being. And you've colluded with it all. Sitting back while he goes round terrorising, abusing women like Helen and Jess for no reason at all except to feed his sad, sorry ego.
Don't you speak to me like that.
I've finished, actually. And would you please have all of Henry's things ready? I shall be round to collect him at 6 o'clock sharp.
The end.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of doting mothers or doting sons, but for goodness sake, it's what makes this thing a bit caricaturish almost,
I
suppose.
It's not so much that. It's the misogyny behind it.
Because
why can we not just have an abusive man who is abusive because he just is, and that's the kind of person he is? Why must it be because there was a woman behind him who was, essentially his role model?
I don't know. I think it isn't so much that. I think she's so ingrained into how he is. I mean, let's face it, it's like father, like son, isn't it? I mean, you know, old what's-his-face ain't much better, is he?
He's not. He's an arsehole, but, you know, Bruce.
What's his name? Bruce.
But he's not in the picture, so he's obviously not in full control of her, because she's off doing whatever she's, you know, living at, where's it? Blossom Hill Cottage, or whatever it's called.
He's probably doing his own manipulation to create that situation, because he wants to do his own thing, like play with his model steam trains or whatever.
It was good to see the Rob Ursula demise.
Face this way a bit, yeah.
It was good to see the Rob Ursula downfall.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I think, yeah.
It's all over by the shouting, isn't it? You'll probably hear Rob yelling in the woods one day and hanging himself or something.
Nah, he wouldn't give him satisfaction. So anyway, yeah.
So what are they going to do next in the Archers now then? It's all going to go, you know...
Back to an everyday tale of country folk. Sean O'Connor left. That was his last episode last night. And
that was it.
Yeah. And now they've got some new bloke whose name escapes me, but he also used to be a producer on EastEnders.
No, bloody hell. So it's also like jobs for the ex-EastEnders, isn't it?
Yeah. Get into a bit of radio.
Mm. Oh, well, Alan, that was the Archers.
Yeah.
Let's have a bit of there, like that. Oh, hang on.
And now we've got to get up and go to London.
Yeah. So, well, next time we see you'll be Rendezvous Day 10. think there's anything else I want to say, really, but that was The Archers. And there'll be more from The Archers on Sunday. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.